yesterday, discussion or shayinim, what do you have to pay for the kush dechus in Tirchus Eira? So, in the Ravid, we said it was mashma, and the Gemara is mashma, v'chatchila v'ada, you don't have to lay out money to include the kush dechus in Tirchus Eira. You don't have to lay out money for that. You don't have to lay out money till the value of the behema. Gemara says you have to pay ad kedei demayin. Gemara says what's the nafgamina? Nafgamina is kush dechusa terchi yaseira, meaning you have to pay the value of the behema. So who then the bialim is not gaining anything. The answer is he's gaining that extra. That's mashma Gemara. All you paid was the value, and the gain is the extra, but not yet to pay anywhere up to the full value of the extra. And that was the mashmaris of the rabbit as well. And then, so where is the negeya? Where is the negeya? The tashlumen of the kush dechus of the Tirchus Eira. That is when that is not legabe the shomer laying out the money, but that is how much the shomer has to pay the bialim when he didn't lay out the money. When he was pashay, he didn't lay out the money, and the behema got killed. So now he has to pay. How much does he have to pay? So the Ravid says, and this is a problem that the Kiva's big problem over here. Now, all the Rishayim happens to be the Ravid, the Ramban, the Tor, and I saw this morning the Meiri as well. Do you listen to Kiva? The Meiri as well. They all say, when they talk about the Shomer paying the Bialim, not right for the Kushra, the Chiyus and Tirchus Eira, they talk about it in the case where the Shomer should have laid out the whole money, and he didn't. And therefore, as far as the value, anyway, the Bialim would have lost the full value of the animal. The $100 he would have lost anyway. And therefore the shomer doesn't have to pay the $100 because he would have lost it anyway. And so now that's when they say, okay, he has to pay now the kush dechus of the Tirchus Eira. So we cleared what happens if, let's say, it was worth $100, the animal's $100, and he would have had to pay $50. The Rishonim say he subtracts $50 from his payment, because anyway the Bialim would have lost the $50. And therefore, he has to pay at least $50. But now, does he have to pay $50 or $60? Does he have to pay, when he's paying that $50, does he have to pay the kush dechus of the Tirchus Eira? For some reason, in the Rishonim, it's not discussed the Farish. Misfara, we would say there's no difference, because if kush dechusa and Tirchus Eira is considered value that you have to pay for, it shouldn't make a difference whether you're paying $50 for an animal or you're paying nothing for an animal, because had you done what you should have done, the animal, you would have had to pay the whole value of the animal. So Misfara makes no sense. L'maisa, there are many Achrayim that say the Farish that there is no difference, Tanka. So the Bach and the Prisha, and the Dovashah is the Bach and the Prisha, they, on the Shulchan, on the Torah, they both say Beferish, that even when you should have laid out part of the money, and now you have to pay the difference. You have to pay the difference, and you still have to pay the Kush Dechus of the Tirchus Eira, even though the Prisha himself does point out, yeah, that for the Ravid it's mashma not like that. See, this diuk in the Ravid, yeah, that's been killing Akiva over here. So this diuk, at least the Prisha makes note of this diuk, that it seems for some reason that the Rishonim are always saying this when you're not paying anything for the animal, then you at least pay the kush dechus of chizus here. Okay, so now the question is, so one problem is, that was one issue, one point in the Ravid. We had another question in the Ravid, that why is it that if the Ravid holds Batsim, they do have to pay for the kushin, the usa. And there he is saying, I mean, it is considered something of value. So then, while chatchila, don't you have to lay it out and pay more than the value of the animal up to the amount of the subjective value of the animal? You should have to pay more than the market price, because it's worth. That's it again. It's worth 110 to him because the kushdiyuch is worth 10. So you should pay up to 105, whatever, something, right? So that should go in the chatchilo. We got to pay how much you have to pay. So how much you have to lay out? Because mashma, you only have to lay out up to the real value of the animal, chatchilo. So the question is, why don't we say if anyway you have to pay for that? Means that we're considering that real value. We're considering that value, right? So then the chatchilo, you should have to lay out in order to save the animal more than just the base value of the animal, a little more than that, because the animal batsim is worth more than the 100. It's worth the kushna chiyusa. In the Raivin, in the Raivin. It's mashma that, or in the Ban, anybody. It's mashma in the Gemara that the chatchila bad, you're not paying more than the base value of the animal. You're not laying out more to save.
Right. Maybe as he's being a shimer, he does not know what it's worth to the owner. Oh, I'd really like to spend an extra 20 shekel or something. He doesn't know if he's pashe or whatever, but then he shots it up at that point.
Okay. That's good, Tarets. You're saying technically you don't know how much that might be. Okay, I was thinking a little differently. I was thinking, and then we saw the Shach. Well, he doesn't say this, but the Shach is a different point anyway, and that is that Chatchila, the Shomer is not chayiv to lay out money, right, more than the value of the animal, because if he does that, the Bayim could turn around and say, the we say it's subjective, right? What the right? Kushna Chiyusa, Tirchaseir is subjective. It's worth something to him. He'll say, no, I don't care. Kushna Chiyusa, I enjoy working with animals. I enjoy working with animals. So therefore, the guy can always double cross him and say, for me, it's not worth anything more. Very nice, you laid it out. That extra you laid out, that's your problem. I'm not reimbursing you. Right? Because so therefore the Shomer is not chayiv to pay more, a penny more than the base value of the animal, because when he'll come and be teveh and say, one thing, I laid out money to save your animal, this animal is worth, I know this animal is very precious to you, it's worth a lot not to you, no, I couldn't care less, right? I mean, he can tie into that anyway. So therefore the Shomer is not mechuyik to lay out money, knowing, what?
Who
says it? The Maaseh Shach says it. That's what I was thinking.
What? A lot of people
then
say that you have to pay for the
cushion. No, wait, I'm getting it. One second. That's why the chatchila, the shomer is not mechuyik to lay out money, because the guy could turn around and say, to me it's not worth anything. And then he won't be able to get the money back. That's the chatchila, him laying out the money. But if he didn't lay out the money, and now he has to pay, so now we say, Mistam is worth more money. Right? Now we say he has to pay because now the animal is dead, right? So the animal is worth more money. The guy is saying it is worth money to him, right? So therefore, chatchila he doesn't play it out because the guy could double cross him. But once he didn't lay out the money and the animal got lost, then he still might have to pay. That's what I was thinking in the Raivin. What? Because then we say, Be'etzem, it is worth more money. It's just that the guy could have said, for me it's not worth more money. Okay? That's why he doesn't lay out the money, he might get it back. But if he didn't lay out the money, and the animal died, and he's hired to pay for the animal, then we say, this is the value of the animal. Okay? That's what I was thinking there. Yeah?
But then we have a problem, which is then how come later you'd be hired to pay for the chayav, if you pay nothing, you'll be chayav for either or depending on whether you make the dinik or not. How come you'd be chayav to pay for also the value of that if the owner has a right to say it doesn't matter anything?
Right, but now he's saying it is valuable. Normally we say it is valuable, he's saying it is valuable now. Now, yesterday also we discussed, we got a little caught up in that. And again, because Well, we said there's two issues over here, right? First, the Raivit told us, the first piece of the Raivit was that, that you don't have to pay the full value of the animal, right? Now, if you didn't lay out the money, so we're Menaka, we say since the owner would have lost the money that you laid out for the shayim, and then you don't have to be able to pay above that between the valued animal and that is how much you have to pay. So we explain, and now we say the Mechalei Shayim about that, right? Shaila the Rambam, okay? So we said, well, what's the Mechalei? The Mechalei is, are you paying? Is the din of the shayim to pay for the animal? Or is the din of the shayim to pay for the losses that the Baalim got accrued because of him? Now the question is though. So what's the pshat that he has to pay for the? We say, well, what's the pshat that he has to pay for the? We got a second shayla. Also, Machlokes Shayim, whether you have to pay for the Kushan Tichlus or not. So we want to say it's totally in whether you're paying for the replacing the animal or the value of the animal. And that, Bekitzer, what I want to say now is that Dafka, the Raivit, and I'm not digging there, it's a problem with the Raivit. When the Raivit says you pay for the, you have to pay more than just the animal, you pay for the Kushan Tichlus or Tichlus. The Ramban said that. When the Raivit says it, he only says the Tircha. Yeah? Moses Chayala at the Edomain, Kami Shali, Oimdin, Kama Adam writes Litain, Vela Yitrach, Liknois, Behemoth Yafois, Keilu. Vishalm Ois, Oimdin. When the Raivit says, the whole time we're talking about, do it together. Kush the Chusa, the Tircha is Seder. Right? We have to pay that on top of, right? To pay that. Let's say, at least in the case when you're not paying anything else, you pay that. What are you paying? The Ramban says, Ramban means and.
Ramban or Raivit?
I said, the Ramban said both. The Ramban brought down both. The Raivit only brings down Tercha. He only brings down the Tercha. Yeah? And the Gemara says two things, right? Kush lechiyusa, Tercha yaseira. When the Raivit talks about what that, if you let the animal die, you have to pay more, he only talks about Tercha. Why? Okay. What?
Kushti is subjective. The terpa, everybody, it's the same terpa no matter who you are, it's going to be the same terpa to get.
No.
So that we know what to charge him. But a kushti depends on who the.
So it was impossible to figure out. You're right about the Shuma.
Everyone sells as much subs, the sub energy to train the animal.
Okay, so one thing, since I was thinking, I was thinking yesterday. After I noticed the digging the Raivit, he's only talking about the Tircha, not the Kushni, the Kushni Chiyusa, that maybe Dafka, the Raivit is a Shtasa. That if the, what you're paying for is, well, the reason why, Rabbi, since you don't, the reason why we don't say he has to pay for the whole animal no matter what, and we deduct how much the guy would have lost, we said because he's paying the loss that he caused the guy. That's the Chiyuv of the Shiner, to pay the loss he caused the guy. So Meila, by Kush Nechiyusa, there's no money. There's no monetary loss there, because it's what he trained the guy. There's no monetary loss. Because the oil, the fees there, I want to say this. The oil, I'll tell you, we're bothered by cash the whole time, right? The Mishnah says it's not good for mama. What is this? It's not the essence value. It's a subjective value. It's not the value, right? We had this whole idea of paying for the whole idea of paying for this Kushan Chus and Tirchi Seira is very difficult, right, to understand. Right. As a matter of fact, I saw afterwards in the Sivis, that's Master Kasha, in the Sivis, the Shin Gimel says, if a Ghana, we discussed yesterday, what happens if a Ghana of a Mazik? He says, a Ghana of a Mazik doesn't pay for the Kush Lechiyusa and Tirchi Yaseira. So what's going on in the Shechon Aruch? They do have to pay Bechal. The Sivis doesn't understand the whole thing. Yeah? So I'm saying like this. So the Hakar, that could be Chandra Raivit. That when the Kush Nechiyusa, that's not, even though for him, right? For him, this animal is more valuable because he put a lot into it, right? He worked on this animal. One second. So this animal for him is worth more. But that's not something that you have to pay for. That's not inherent value. That's not something you pay for. That's not something you're gonna pay for. What's that? I didn't say the difference. Give me a chance. Let me say the difference. And you'll see. Now you can ask what's the difference. So therefore. Okay, so now we're saying, not like we said yes. Yesterday we wanted to say, okay, so what's the Pshat Dizu Shainim? It must be they hold that's called value. Subjective value is called value, right? Matt and the team said, we're talking about it. Okay? So now I'm suggesting that, forget, Dafka derived Lishitasai. The Raivet holds that the Chiv of the Shaimer is, okay? The Chiv of the Shaimer is to pay any losses that he caused. That is the gather of the chiyuv. And that's why you don't have to pay for the whole animal. We make the cheshbon how much he would have lost anyway. So you don't pay for the whole animal. Right? And therefore, says the Ravid, the kush of the chiyusa, right? The kush of the chiyusa, that there's no monetary loss over there, b'chlal. Right? The kush of the chiyusa is just work. There's no loss of money. So therefore, for that, I'm potter, Aaron. But for the, I want to know the difference. but for the Tirchi Yaseira says the Ravid. What is the Tirchi Yaseira? How much a person would pay? Says the Ravid. Kam Adam right to Litain. Well, Yitzchak Liknei's famous Yafas Kelu, right? He doesn't have time, busy guy. He's gonna have to pay someone to go find him a nice behemoth, right?
What's that?
One second. So Mela, that's called something. That's called a loss. That's called a loss that you were gairim because of your lack of shmirah. So in the beginning it was the kula, and now it's the chumrah. Now the say of the ravid is you have to pay, yeah. What you caused, the loss that you caused it. And that's why he argues in the Rambam, potentially, the Rambam says that no, you have to pay for the animal. The animal died, you have to pay for the animal. Whether or not, had you been a good tattle, a good boy, then he would have had a loss anyway. It's not again, that's not what we're talking about. You pay for the animal. Right? No, you only have to pay for the loss. Now, so there was a kula, and now it's the chumrah. Since the Rambam understands that the ged of the shaimer is to pay for the losses incurred, so Batsam. That's if it's always grama, right? It's always grama. Elmai b'chav rechmana. The Torah says, right, paying for losses and crew, that's grama, right? But that's the parash of Shaimer. The Torah is mechayiv for that, right? Therefore, says the Ravid, even the amount that he would pay, yeah? Even the amount that he would pay, right? The amount that he would pay, so you also cause that loss. The amount that he would pay for someone to go around and find a good behemoth like the one that he has now, right? So that's money, that's loss of money that's incurred because of your lack of shmirah. So mainly, that's why the Rabbi says, Yichayah for that. Yichayah for that. I mean, the truth of the matter is, to say it the other way, that's part of the value of the animal, that's why Yichayah, what we said yesterday. If we're talking about, so I can understand the kush l'chiyusa, okay, the animal is broken in. A broken in animal might have more value, at least for this guy, right? But the tirchi yaseira, how much he would pay that someone should find him an animal, that's not something that's in the animal. That's not something that's in the animal. So I have a hard time, I was thinking about it afterwards yesterday, to say that the site is, you're paying for the subjective value, so and therefore you have to, this is included, that I understand more the kush dechiyusa because that's inherent value for you. But the tirchi yaseira is something that, what's the tirchi yaseira? That I have to go around, or I have to pay someone to go around and buy a new animal. But that's not in the animal itself. That's not something that's different about the animals. That's something that makes the animal worth more. Okay, but either way, other rabbis. I want to say the Raya is not Nishtasar. Because he holds that what we're paying for is the losses in crude, so Meir over here also, this is part, Dafka, the Tircha is the loss in crude, and not the Kush of the Chiyus. That's what I like to say in the Raya.
Why is Kushra not Tircha? You'd also pay a guy to train your cow to.
Yeah, but that's not. But
maybe it says included. It says Behemos Yafos Kehilu. Behemos Yafos Kehilu might include the training of it.
He says Yafos. He doesn't say. He says Yafos.
Yeah, just like you pace, just like you're too busy to go search out for good animals, so you pay someone. You're too busy to break in your animal, you pay someone.
Okay, but maybe it's not normally done. It's done twice a day. The animals in the house. You know how he gets broken in Mamela. It's not like, you know, you hire him to break in. Twice a day, the work. It's not. It's not a job to break the animal in.
Sure.
As you're working,
what? For sure, to train an animal.
Well, so why is the
shepherd? The dog, you know, makes a few times in the house until you get it, you know, until you get it, get its act together, you know. But anyway,
if it's already trained, then it starts off more efficient.
Top.
Doesn't seem to be.
Now Akiva showed me that the Rai Vidak in the Shita. What is it again?
That
Kushi Dekhusa
means that maybe you won't be able to find
the
animals as good as this
cloud. Okay, yeah. What do you mean, Shita? The Shita.
What?
Meaning that the Kush Dechiusa is, one second, maybe you won't find. No, so that's. One second. Right, so there, Bechal, there's no price. It's not, maybe you won't be able to find one no matter what, right? That's what, where does the Gemara say? You have to, even get to pay the full price of the animal to save it, it's worth it for the guy. Why? He might not find such an animal, he says. Right? He might not find such an animal. Inami, Tercha Seira, that you shouldn't have the Tercha having to buy new one, having to go low. So therefore, according to Ravid, the Kush Dechiusa, Bechal is not. Is not something that is a value to it. He's just talking about behemoth yafa. He's not even talking about breaking him in. He's talking about behemoth yafa. That you might not find such a nice animal.
So this animal is nice.
Maybe it is.
But if animals are not nice,
so then you pay for the price.
If it's such a nice animal,
nice doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean it's going to win a beauty contest, you know.
But if he has such a hard time,
nice means good, means good as an animal. Nice, to me, you know, as an animal. I don't know.
If he has such a hard time finding one, clearly they're not so common.
Part of the value, so you take that into
account.
Okay,
fine,
sir. No, since you may not find one of your A-class one, maybe there will only be B-class ones in the market.
Hey, so then you pay for that. So you see the difference.
Okay, Rabbi Sack. Okay, quickly. One or two more points. A little bit overcome the sugi over here. We'll move on. The Dvar of Ram, I think it's Chelgal Samates, remember? He, what was Vav Tes or Tes Vav? He also handles this question. In the beginning, he wanted to say, Taki, you always have to pay for the Kushal Kiyusa. You know, even though it's only subjective, you do have to pay based on these Mishraimim. No, not to lay it out, meaning you know, that's the price always, even Gabi Goslin, etc. He has a problem, you know. Otherwise, we don't find anywhere, Mazik and all that, like the same as this question, that you don't find anywhere that you have to pay that. He wants to suggest an interesting shot, a noob shot, that, which really brings us to another point, and that is, and that is, why, if the shomer does lay out the money, why does he get reimbursed? If he does lay out the money, why does he get reimbursed?
Why not?
Why not? Why yet? What?
Because he did it to protect the animal.
So?
Except
for
it's a mutual
agreement. Oh, it's a mutual agreement? Was there an agreement?
It's known that when he wants an animal, that if they're going to straight up, then you hire shepherds to do it.
Let's say someone else saw your animal about to be attacked by a lion, and he hired shepherds to chase it off. Does he also get reimbursed? Mr. Rahman says Mavir Chavri.
Right.
One second.
Yeah, well,
so why is it, if it's Mavir Chavri, why is the Shem not Chayiv Mavir Chavri?
This is a Hefzeh.
Why the Shem is not Chayiv Mavir Chavri?
If he has the not place with the right, then he can. If he can.
No, if he has to lay out money. Right. Why is that Mavir Chavri? I'm throwing your answer back at right down here. So they're saying Kilo, there is a upmach, whatever that means. There's a deal between them that he has to do it. What?
I understand what you said.
But
there's a fee to give him back the behemoth the way he got it.
Okay, right?
so the part of it is
what? But again, he laid out money. But who said he gets paid? It's Mavir Chavri. So the truth of the matter is, the Ritva asked the question, why is the Mavir Chavri? The Hadash Shakal the main Malbayis. I'm reading the Ritva. The Ritva asked the question, and Aaron doesn't say it as simple as you. But I'm not saying what we said is wrong, but the Ritva doesn't say that. Okay? The secondary is maybe a little bit like that. Anyway, he said, give us two truths. Well, Chashim Mavir Chavri Mnechse Chavei, right? Shu Potter. Kivan the bari hazeka kedasri. So that's the sheet of the Ri Bali Taisvis, that when it's bari hazeka, when for sure the hezek is going to happen, then we say there's no ptur mavri chari. Dainu. If I stop at that, your object getting damaged, yeah. If it's something that there might not have been a damage, then I can't get my money back. But if it's something that for sure is going to be a damage, then there's no ptur mavri chari. That's the sheet of the Ri, that's the first Teres Ritva, which is making a kiptim. It's an argument, it's not the case where for sure the lion would have killed the animal had I not intervened, and therefore there's no problem with Mavir Chavri. If he's there, who I did, if a guy from the street, right? If a guy from the street hires someone to get rid of those lions, Mamish Mavir Chavri Mamish, right? Mavir Chavri, and he'll get his money back, according to the first Teres of the Ritva. The second Teres of the Ritva is, what's the matter?
How
would
you work if you're Masliach?
What?
You only get repaid.
I'm talking about you're Masliach.
And in case where
you're
not Masliach, the Shem Sof still got repaid.
No?
The Shem Sof is Chiyuv.
It's
too high
work. Wait, so you're going with them already? That was part of his Chiyuv? Yes. Yes, you're going with them. The reason why he gets reimbursed because that was part of his Chiyuv. That was part of the deal.
Yeah.
But Jafar's not saying that. I don't know why, but Jafar's not saying that. I didn't say the Sfar was wrong. The Ritva asked the question, he doesn't get that tariff. He says only this Bari Zeka. That means there's no difference, there's nothing special about the Shomer.
According to what the Ritva says, if the Shomer goes and hires workers, and he's not Masliach, does he get reimbursed?
Probably not.
Right.
Now, his second tariff is, yeah?
Well, he gets paid back unless he goes for sure.
No, he'll only get paid back if the damage is certain. Yeah? If it's, there's an Ari. You know, he's lounging around over here, looks a little bit, suspicious. So then he goes high as workers and chases the Ari away. Wasn't for sure that the Ari, maybe he was full today, I don't know. You don't know. So then Echlami won't get reversed, according to the Ritva. Now, the second is up to the Vayinami, yeah, the B'Shamer, the Ovid, Mifnei, Tno'oi, V'Leim Ratzin Afshai, Lechlemem Rahafi. Oh, so this is probably what's been said before. Kedepish b'mafkid. Over there, in other words, here, he's not doing it on his own. He's doing it mifnei tnoi. because of the tonight conditions of the Shmira. So Meila, and over there the Dva adds, so therefore he's like a Shliach. The reason why
this is basically what you're saying.
You may have some someone else does it, then he won't get paid back. It's Mavriach Hari. But if the Shamer does it, since he's doing it because he has to do it, as part of the conditions of the Shmira, right? So there the Dva a Membeis adds a Knage. He adds a Knage that what? Maybe like a Shliach. In other words, it's like the guy commissioned him to do it. Right? So Meila, if you can commission him to do it, then obviously he has to get paid back. And then maybe we can have Yeshua's Nafkamina. What if Itaka did it and he hired guys, but the Dari was too strong and it didn't end up stopping him? But if he had to do this and he's a Shliach of the Bayam to lay out the money, then obviously you get reimbursed. Okay?
Yes.
What? Fine.
Why is that
a finish? And it's a finish. That's what would come out. No, Shane, according to the first day, it's not going to be that way. Huh? Aaron, according to the first day, it's not going to be that way. Okay?
Why?
Why, according to the first day, it's not? According to the first day, it's. He didn't do anything.
When it said that the Hezek is Bari, it means that he's for sure. I mean, the Ari's for sure gonna.
Yeah, that
much. So if he doesn't succeed, he still gets his money back.
I don't know. If it didn't work, damage happened. What did you do for me? You didn't do anything for me.
Okay, but
you didn't do anything. Sometimes that a guy comes off the street. Yeah, he tried. So why? How does he get reimbursed? I don't know. I didn't do anything to you.
But it's not a real hari. One second that it's hefset bari.
I understand that. But my sir, the hefset happened. So I went.
It's not Mavriah's then. He didn't do the job. He wasn't Mavriah.
Right. So exactly. Anyway, he was Mavriah. Okay.
It's not a case of
Mavriah,
he said.
Meaning, it's not the case of the din. Mavriah Hari is a concept. Mavriah Hari is part. It's a concept. It's I pay your chay. What's classic case of Mavriah Hari? I pay your chay. That's the whole discussion. Yeah. Then you say, okay, I could have worked it out with the guy, you know, something, right? That's why he says, that's the case of God, not Bari Zayka. But anyway, so that's the Ritva, right? Now, the Dvar of Ram wants to suggest a different approach, imaginative approach over here. With this also, he wants to limit the Chiddush of the Rishayim, the Gabay, paying for the Kush the Chiyusa. And he says, the reason why you get reimbursed, there's a concept called Mishtarshi. The concept called that because of me, you have extra money, you might have to pay. You might have to give it to me. The example in the Gemara is, when you have Tvua, right, and you owe money to the king, and the king came, taxes, and took your Tvua, right? Now, the question is though, do you have to, and there's a truma there. He took the truma. So the question is, do we say, go to the coin comes and wins my truma, the king took it, what do you want from me? Yeah? So the king says, no, there's mishtar shalei, meaning, because of my wheat, yeah, because he took my wheat instead of your wheat, right, you have extra wheat. That kilo of wheat that the king took for the taxes, the truma stuff, that wheat caused you that your wheat wasn't taken. So therefore, you have wheat because of my wheat. You have extra wheat. Yeah? So therefore, that's mechayev, you didn't pay the coin. What?
That wheat doesn't belong to that.
True, but that's called mishtarshi. The idea of mishtarshi is that you, the Yisrael, have extra wheat because of the wheat of the coin, in place of the wheat of the coin.
That coin is still claimed to that wheat.
He does, because that wheat is... the only reason why the Yisrael has that wheat is because the wheat of the coin was taken. That's the concept of the Gemara, okay? So yes. The king took the wheat of the kain, the truma. Yeah. So now when the kain comes to get his truma, the Yisrael says, "Okay, I'm sorry, the king took it." Then the Gemara says, "No, because you have extra wheat in your silo. Why? Because the wheat, my wheat, the truma wheat, was taken by the milk. Had my wheat not been taken, then the king would have taken your wheat. So that kilo of wheat that's in your silo, that's only there because of me." Okay? So the concept of Mishtarshi. So the Rav wants to extend that even to our case, that in the case where we're menake, right? You didn't hire the guys, but right? You didn't hire the guys. We say that, but he would have lost it anyway. He would have lost it anyway, right? He would have lost it anyway, and therefore, that goes off how much you owe of the behemah, right? Says Dvaravram, the reason why Bechlal, you get reimbursed, and the reason why in this case you could subtract the amount that he would have lost anyway, because it's like Mishtarashi, meaning you would have lost if not for what I did, you would have lost that money anyway, right? So that money that you would have lost, that money goes off the cheshbon. I mean, right? In other words, he's understanding that why do you always get paid? Let's say when I did save the money. Why? Because paying out money. So now you have the extra money, right? You have the shot, right? So here also, by me not paying the money, right? So you would have lost it anyway. So therefore, that money they would have lost, but now. They're not losing, right? So that money is kilu. It's because of me that you have that money. One second. It's because of me that you have that money. Mamela, that money gets subtracted. Let me finish. So Mamela, here's the chap of the Dvaravram. That Mamela, if we're talking about Mishtarashi, the reason why that money goes off is kilu, I caused you to have that extra money. Right, so Meili says, if we're looking at the Mishtarashi, so then we're looking at the whole picture, the whole finances. At the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, do I have extra money? If I have extra money, then it goes off the cheshbon, right? If they don't have extra money, then it doesn't go off the cheshbon, right? So now we're talking about him having extra money because of this whole situation. One second. Now we have to factor in the Kush Techiusa and Terech Yisera. Because how we cheshbin this whole thing over here? We cheshbin this whole thing that why are we taking off the money they would have lost? Because it's Mishtarashi. Because he has extra money because of this whole thing. Oh, so if we're talking about does he have extra money or not, so then you have to factor in everything, the whole picture. In this whole picture, how much extra money does he have? But he doesn't have extra money because he lost the Kush Techiusa, he lost the Tercha, right? So if we're handling him paying straight up, right? Okay, you don't pay for Kush Techiusa. And Siva says you don't pay for Kush Techiusa. You don't, and a Gazan doesn't pay for that. That's not something you pay for. It's ain't good for Mama Mishmaiz. You don't pay for that, right? But in our sugya, in our scenario, also you're not really paying for it. It's just that when we make the whole cheshbin, right? So we take into consideration. So what do you want to be? You want to be menaka? You want to, right? I owe you for the animal, okay? But this money, this had I done what I'm supposed to do, you would have less money. You wouldn't have that money. So we take that off. Oh, so we take that off of what? Of how much money he has, and how much money he lost, and how much money. What's the difference, right? So if we're talking about Mishtarashi, that he has extra money and therefore I don't have to pay for that, okay, but he doesn't have extra money because he also has a loss. Then you have to factor in all the losses and gains. He doesn't have that. He has extra money, he doesn't have to pay for the right, right? Milchisa, he has a loss of the Tirchi Seira and the Kushnech Yusa. So you have to cheshbin his gain against all his losses. One second. Against all his losses. So Mela, so when the Rishonim say, at the end of the day, he has to pay, including the Kush of the Chiyusa, not because he's paying for the Kush of the Chiyusa, for the loss of the Kush of the Chiyusa. It's just that you don't, when you're subtracting the money that he would have lost anyway, and right? Because that money he has now extra because of you. So then, in the cheshbon of Mishtarashi, then you have to look at the whole picture. So therefore, when we talk about how much did he have and how much he has now, right? And what he has now, I don't have to pay for because that's Mishtarashi. So then we look at the whole picture. It's only Mishtarashi. If we look, you know, it's not Mishtarashi. It's not full. He paid $50, right? He wouldn't pay $50, right? So now, okay, you have $50 extra. No, I don't. I don't have $50 extra because I also have the loss of the $20 for the tercha and the kushi zerta. So I don't have. I only have $30 extra. You tell me why don't have to pay you the $50 that I would have laid out because you have that extra money, right? So you have that money. It's Mishtarashi. No, I don't have the $50. I don't have $50 extra in my pocket. Okay, I lost the animal, and I lost the $20 or $10 of the turkey's hair and the kosher nusa. So I only have $40 extra. Okay, so the $40 you won't pay. You only pay the difference. That's all now. According to why Bechal, the Rishonim would say that you pay for the kushan of use, even though it's not something you should normally pay for. That's what we're trying to answer.
All right, if you did the Gemara problem, then his whole logic is that you would have lost it if it died, so just pay it to me. So that, let's say, the shepherd hired other shepherds, and then the animal did die. Now he's double the loss. It's like what I said the other day.
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean, but we'll talk about it tonight, right? But not everyone else is in tune to this question. Okay.
Who says this?
The Dvar Avram. The Kovner Rav. Anyway. Okay, just one point quickly. We're really spending a little too much time on this. But when we read the Ritva yesterday, or the other day, whenever it was, so Ritva said, right, you don't pay for the Kush Dechusa, right? But he said, right? So right, he doesn't pay for kushi, but he loses his schar. It's like someone asked, but it's pashit, like why is he bringing it in over here? So I saw in the bottom of the footnote on the Nesivis, Jim Chofsky, always known as Jimmy. Jimitrovsky, but the yeshiva is called Jim. Anyway, Hitzer, they all be down this Maldiskin. And Maldiskin, which is a very difficult shot, and all, he wants to say again, to answer the yeshiva's question, well, why are you paying for the kushit chiusa, right? It's not something that's real. He wants to suggest that the Rosh Hashanah may not say you have to pay for it, it just means you take it off the schar of his shmira. Yeah, that's what the middle list wants to say to answer the kasha. Even though in Shem it's not mashmak bechal, it didn't even enter. I didn't like the Shem are mashmak like that. No one's saying taking off the, you know, not that you have to pay for it. The Shem saying pay for it, not saying that you take it off the schar, right? So he wants to say that maybe the Dvar is saying that. Maybe that's what Dvar is saying. Dvar says you don't pay, you don't out of pocket, you don't pay the kush dechusa the tirchi seira. Rather, el shemas et schari bovad, meaning the amount of the kushan, the chiusen, the tirchi seira, you don't pay it because it's not real daman, right? But that amount you could take off the money that he's supposed to watch. Maybe that's pshat Ritva. At least that would explain why Ritva is bringing in the taking money laws. Again, not 100% of the schar. Okay,
very sad.
If what?
It might be worth more than
what I just say in the Ritva? I'll say what? What might be worth more? Is the kush the chus the chay? Say the chami. So you can't take it off.
Where are we gonna get the money from then?
Huh? He's not gonna get the money. The buzzer is asking me part of him to pay their money. But I can take it off of your wages. So if there's nothing to take off, then they'll take it off. Only up to the amount of the wage, obviously.
What was the Ritva? I think that you said Ritva.
Sidur Vasem. He argues all the Yishayim, right? He says, you don't pay for the Kushan of the Chivis of the Tirch Yisayim. He says, but you only lose your Yishayim. Right. So that's when I said Rivaya yesterday, why is he bringing the he loses the schar? That's not part of our sugya, right? That's not a question you want. What? Well, according to this.
Is that
Pasha? It's not Pasha, no. For sure it's not Pasha. According to this, that's what comes out in the Zufa. And he didn't watch Bechlal.
I'm paying you for Shabbos Eretz to do it.
No, then you can no longer be chayav to have pija because only Shomer Safar is
chayav. No, let's say. Okay, he watched it. Yeah, he didn't lay out the money. He didn't lay out the money.
That's part of your job. Right?
One second. That's not that he didn't watch the animal. He watched the animal. He didn't lay out the money. It's a little masal. It's not like you don't watch.
You
know,
a lot of psyches
like that. You get
a psy
on one aspect,
and
not another aspect.
Okay. So maybe
you get
paid.
Maybe you get paid. You go to the second answer. What's about this job?
What?
You go to the second answer. That's part of the agreement. The question of why does he get paid back?
Right.
So at first it was for sure.
Right, that's why he gets paid back. But now we're talking about...
What we said, that was part of the agreement.
That's right. Of course it's part of the agreement.
So that's part of the shmira.
Okay, so you didn't watch... We did watch. It's not that you didn't do... You didn't do
a full job.
You didn't do a full job. Did you get nothing?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't do your job. Your job is to do this. If you leave out one part...
I understand. I'm not signing on it. I'm just saying it was an interesting idea, and maybe pshat in the ritva. Okay, by the way, we're moving on. Look at the Gemara. We see the Rabbi. Rav Chisda Rav Rav Huna said, "Blessed be the Rabba, Dami, Bach Yabi Lacha Agra, Lenaturali Nidrusi Sereta." Meila, they hold that you can't get away with everything that Rabba held, and Shem could get away with. Rav said, "Vnei Lab Shihu Oynis Nami LeHava, VaHavale Kaveda." So all these things. You were not to get an injury, or you chayiv, because Rash says, you know it's not a pshia, but still on an ayin, it's the Hashem Sarkas chayiv. Now there is actually a thing in Rashi, the Rechayim Medayi, the Rashi argues the Rajba. Because the Rajba said, that ayinis is only if it's ayinis in the object, not in the guy, right? And this Rashi maybe is much not like that. The Rashi says, why are you chayiv? Rashi says, it's not an oinis. Right? It's like a veda. Rashi says, if it was an oinis, even though the oinis that we're talking about is in the guide, right? He didn't watch it. It was ayo kedai linchi. They're saying it's not called an oinis. Because you paid for it. But if Luyatsur was, hypothetically, if it was considered an oinis, you'd be putter. So you see now the Rajma, that even if you're an oinis, even an oinis in the guy himself, is still considered an oinis. You don't like the Raya.
Maybe
I thought it was a good deal.
Maybe Rashi is just saying that Abeda is stronger than an oinis here.
What do you mean?
That it's more Abeda than oinis.
Again, but Rashi infers. If Rashi says, even though it's not an oinis, meaning if it was an oinis, you'd be putter. It's not an oinus, if you're chayiv. But where is the oinus? In what? In what is the oinus? Still, it's in it? That feels a good deal. No? Good. Right. Ba'ada sabuloi. It's late. Habaka ma'ab chiusa agamo denarish doth lechot lechavata v'shadis lemamaya osl kamer apapa chayide. I'm laying my head on the map. What's the guy supposed to do? I'm laying by the floor. V'chadachada. You have to go one by one. And therefore, they wouldn't have jostle each other into the river. I'm going over the bridge. So he said, what do you mean? This has been tried, and that tain has been tried without success, says Taisus. Nirad, loy chashalay pshia, my tain. El kengrem aveda, mechayim mitayim, and adai to dachi, yavlay agra, the tinter, and it's rusi serita. Kirf chistav rabar avuna. Right? What's the rise? Says Taisus, this that you didn't go one by one, that's only Hashem Esachar is chayiv because he's paid extra, including that, because he can't be all that inchy, can't be not that inchy, he has to be more careful, and also he has to go one by one. So Taisus, I'll prove it to you. Why? In the Ma'is Lahachi. That's the fact that this is brought right over here. So clearly, it's a hemshich of the whole sugya, which is Machlekes Rav and everybody else, whether or not Hashem Esachar, being that he's paid more, has to watch better. Who are these kamayim that are screaming over there? Who are these people? What's the tzad? Who's screaming over here? Yeah, El Mai Teretz, because they want to pound like Rabba. Him like Cain, the Mai Tzavku. Most of Pshiti is Shechayav. The Bushem Achinim Chayim. If you're telling me that this is called a Pshia, and even Shemachinim is Chayim, so then what's the discussion? Who's screaming that you should be Potter? And they ignore him, and that's why you say you have to pay. Elamai, no. This is a gray area over here, where according to Rabbi, you talk a Potter, because that's the normal way to do it. And Meila, most people on their own, they don't go one by one and pay in the net. They take two by two. So if Meila, that's why they were screaming. Saber Papa Dachi, Kirov the Perakai, is Dam, Mishum, the Bailer Vur, Chadachada, Lapshi, like Rav Kana Damar Hassam, Tavshia, Abinafla, Magina. So, according to this, Taisus introduces the Sugya in Baba Kama. And over there, there's a discussion what happens if the animal falls in and it does damage. Are you Chayim? So there we have this whole discussion. What happens if the animal was pushed in? The animal was pushed in. Right? So what does Gemara say? Right, so Machlaik is over here, and over there it says, Rava says that you're chayiv because the other animal pushed it. So mainly you're chayiv for the hezek. You buy the levur chada chada. You don't pay mashen nanas, you pay mashen zika. Now mainly buy the levur chada chada. So we see it's a pshia, because if it wasn't a pshia, it's only something. This is Rebbe Kitzur over here. The other shayim speak out more. If it's something that's not it's not a pshia, the hainu that let's say it's at least a shmirah b'chusa, right? It's a shmirah b'chusa. Then a shayim achinam would be pater. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that b'shem azachar is chayim, b'shem achinam is pater. Over there we say. There we say, right? If that would be true, that's a shmir b'chusa, then you'd be pater on the hezek. The hezek is shmir b'chusa enough for shem v'rego. So elamai is a taisvis. This sugya is arguing that sugya. So over here, we're saying that it's only shem v'sachar is chayim. It's not pshir. We're saying that it's not pshir. It's not even shmir b'chusa. He was saying that it is a shmir b'kusa, that shemachinim is pater. And over there, we're saying that you chayiv, that means it's not even shmir b'kusa. And then you chayiv for the hezek. That's it, it's not this theory. So it's machlekes. Machlekes over there. Our Gemara is like one side of the Gemara over there. The Ramban says, okay, that's very nice. But, okay, you have a problem with the rift, though. It's not going to work, la halacha. It's not going to work, la halacha. Why? Because the rift. The Dibur Ben HaGadol, Shlomo Kehiyah, Hashem HaSachar, first in the night, Riff, like Taisi says, is that Hashem HaSachar, the Bajr is in Jerusalem Aliyah. Grav Chizr Aliyah, like Taisi says. The Ibra is Sugi Hachim Hashmo, because it's coming in context of the whole Achoykis between Rab and everybody else. Al Shem Mechil Potter, Shein Zeh Pshir. Right? Shein Zeh Pshir. That's a simple Pshar, because like Taisi says, it's not a Pshir. It's not a Pshir. Therefore, Shem Mechinam is Potter. Right? The Koshali, Kasim Barakaitis, enough Lagina. Khan says, Dachva Khaverda is Pshihi, Ramalay, Barak Murkhan Khadr. Who passed that Rabbein Agad, the Lukhan Kavase? Alma Pshi Gamuri, the Chaiba left the Lushan Machina, you mean where I had you? Says Ramban, very nice, you want to say, it's Taka Machlaikis. That's good. But the Rif, Paskin's both Gemaras. So, according to Riff, obviously, there's no steer between the sugyas. Furthermore, says their man, that Hashem Rebbe was even Shmir Pusas enough. The first Shlav Akash is, our Gemara is Mashma, that's not a Pshia. Over there, it's Mashma, it's a Pshia. Yichai Vazik. Furthermore, says their man, that Hashem Rebbe was even Shmir Pusas enough. Hashem Chinam, right? That's what Marmam Hey. Shem Chinam is Pater by Shmir Pchusa. So if you're telling me that over here it's Pater because at least it's Shmir Pchusa, then you should be Pater and Hezek. Shem Regal. Therefore says the Ramban. Says the Ramban that the two sugyas have absolutely nothing to do with each other. And the sugya, whether the shomer is chayiv, has absolutely nothing to do whether he chayiv midin mas. Says the Ramban, when a person is mavir two by two, and betzem he should don't chada chada. It's a pshir gemura. It's not a shmir pchusa. It's not a shmir period. Animals, you don't bring two animals over the bridge together because there's a good chance the one's going to knock the other one in. That's not a shmir b'chlal. It's pshir gemura. And Meil says the Gemara Baba Kama, avadi yichayiv. Iboyle l'burcha d'chada. That's the Rif Baskins. Aye, why in our Gemara is it dak by Shem Mesachar and not by Shem Mechinam? Says the Ramban, because in our Gemara, Osvar of Rabba, in by Shem Mesachar, he did the Kedai Lienchi. And therefore, he's not Mechuyiv more than what's normal, what's accepted, what people do for their own stuff, right? People take naps, people take breaks, right? That's the Svar of Rabba. Those that argue in Rabba, right? Reb Chista argues in Rabba, what does he hold? Hashem Sachar, I'm paying you more. Adam, Hashem Sachar, I'm paying you more. Right? Therefore, you have to go above and beyond. But what about Hashem Mechinam? You're not being paid more, and therefore, you don't have to go beyond the call of duty. You don't have to go beyond what's normal. If it's normal to take a break, Hashem Mechinam, he doesn't have to, he's also allowed to take a break. But Mela, if people normally, by their own sheep, their own animals, they're going across the bridge, they don't go chada chada, it takes forever. They go shnayim shnayim. Even though they're putting themselves at risk, they know that, they're taking the risk, but, okay, they do it. That's the way they do it. So maybe the Shem Mechinam, but back to him, it's a pshir gemura. Elmai, people do it. So maybe the chilk in our gemara between the Shem Mechinam and the Shem Mesachar is not that a Shem Mechinam is chayim and pshir, and this is not considered pshir. It's only considered a level of Gneva Veda. That's what Taisus learns. The Ramban says, no. The Ramban says, it's a Pshir Gemura. Elamai, why is Shem Chinam Chayiv? It's before the Gemara's Master to dig in the Gemara Shem Chinam is Chayiv. Why is Shem Potter? Because Shem Chinam never signed up for that. So Shem Chinam only signed up to do what most normal people do for their own stuff. And since the Maisa, nobody is makbid to go one by one, so Me'ele Shem Chinam was never makabel shmir for that. It's takap shir, but he was never makabel shmir for this. Says the Ramban, I'll prove it to you. So that's machlekes over here. According to Taisus, he's learning the reason that the chiluk in our Gemara in Shem Chinam and Shem Sacher is because it's not a pshia. It's a level of greater than Eidah. That's why Shem Sacher is chayy. Shem Chinam is potter. So he asks if it's not a pshia, they should potter on the zik if it goes ahead and damages in such a situation. The man says no, it's a pshia Gemara. Why is the Shem Chinam potter? Because he never makal upon himself because it's kedanatri enshi. Says the Ramban, I'll prove it to you, says the Ramban. Because what happens if the Shem Chinam is ayel be'idna da'ayel yinshi? Right? He takes a break. And he's not watching at all. He's not there. He's not watching it. Right? He's not watching it, period. No shmir b'chus, no shmir l'un, no nothing. He's not watching it. Wait. What's it then? He's potter. Why is he potter? According to Isis, the only reason why he's potter by the case of the animals is because it's not a pshia. But over there's no watching at all. And still he's potter. Why is he potter? Because he never was mekabel shmir, says the Ramban. He was never mekabel shmir. If we see that kedanat rinchi, the Shem Chinam was never mekabel shmir, and that's why he's potter. Then says the Ramban Taisus, you have no hechruch to say that the animal taking two across is not a full fledged pshia. It's just pshia of Gan Eden. It's not a full fledged pshia because maybe just like when he takes a break, the reason why he's potter, even though he didn't do any watching, is because he was never mekabel shmir. So here also, he was mekabel. They bring it one by one. So remember, Taisus is really pella. For some reason, Taisus understood that in this case of the Gemara, it is a shmir pchusa, and then that's why in Kenji he should be potter by Mazik also. But the child, what's the hechrach? Because if we see in the same Gemara, it's Muchach, that even when there was no Shmir, as long as Kedai Linchi, the Shem Chinam was never Mekabel upon himself. I mean, how is Taisus going to learn the case when he takes a break? He still, the little Chari had to learn the Rabban. So therefore, we see this for he never took upon himself. Okay, maybe we're also, maybe it's Takab Shir Gemara, but I might see it takes upon himself.